It's a News Buzz edition of River to River from Iowa Public Radio News. I'm Ben Kiefer. On Fridays, we like to have short conversations about some news relevant to Iowans happening here in Iowa that we didn't otherwise get to during our talk shows during the week. Sherlyn Kingston is a fifth grader who's being homeschooled in Ames, and she will represent Iowa in the 26th annual National Geographic Bee in Washington, D.C. That starts on Sunday, May 19th through the 21st, and Sherlyn Kingston joins us. Hi, Sherlyn.
Hello.
You are a fifth grader. You are homeschooled in Ames. You're, 11 years old?
Yes.
Okay. Tell us a little bit about how you qualified for this competition.
Well, it was like really God's grace because it's a hard competition and there's eighth graders there. So I really want to thank Jesus. But at first, there's a school bee, and there's kids all over the state who participate in the school bee. Once you win that, you have a written test, and they narrow down all the school winners to just around 100 kids. They take them to the state level, and in the state level, there's preliminary rounds. So there's like 8 questions where everyone answers them. Then after that, they see who got the most correct. Then they choose the top 10. Then once you're in the top 10, you have to keep answering questions. And once you get 2 questions wrong, you have to leave the stage. They keep doing that until you have 2 players left. Then you have the championship round where you're the best out of 3. So they give each contestant 3 questions. Whoever gets the most right wins.
Mm-hmm. What sort of questions do we have in this sort of bee?
Well, it's basically like anything about the world. It's mainly about like things on the map, like major cities, lakes, rivers. But then there's also like cultural things. So like the cultural things about each country and the history. So it's basically like anything about the world.
Mm-hmm. So when you go to Washington this weekend, how many entrants, how many people will you be competing against?
There's 54 students that are there. So one from each state, and then there's D.C. and some other people.
Mm-hmm. And all of them in your about your age?
Yeah, there's 5th to 8th graders.
5th to 8th graders. So you're one of the younger entrants.
Yeah, because there's all the way to 8th grade.
Mm-hmm. How are you preparing for the competition?
Playing quizzes and trying to, like, look at maps and just study some books about history and about all the countries. And
mm-hmm. I wonder, how did you get so good at this? Is there something about the homeschooling that you can say helped you become Iowa's representative at the 26th Annual National Geographic Bee?
It's kind of convenient being a homeschooler because you can, like, study what you want, what your interest is, and because I'm interested in geography, I can study more geography than, like, some other subjects.
Mm-hmm. Since you study about places all around the world and you want to get all this knowledge in your head to recall, what are some areas that you've discovered in your reading that just fascinate you outside of Iowa?
I'm really interested about the Galapagos Islands.
Good choice.
Because there's like penguins there that live there, and usually penguins, they live in cold places, but it fascinates me that they live in the Galapagos Islands, which is like right by the equator, and it should be really hot there, but there's like this really cold current that comes from the Antarctica called the Humboldt Current. And that brings them cold water to breed in and to eat the fish there.
Mm. Do you think you'd like to visit the Galapagos Islands someday?
Oh, yeah, definitely. And if you win the National Bee, you actually get to go there.
You get to go to where? The Galapagos Islands?
Yes, they give you all paid trip to the Galapagos Islands.
Wow. Are you nervous about this competition?
Not really. I kind of am because it's kind of hard, but I'm just trusting in God to like give me a victory.
Mm-hmm. Well, what do you do when you're nervous? How do you kind of keep that under control when you're standing there and you're preparing for a question?
I just like take a deep breath and just say that I can do it. Like I've tried my best. I've studied, and now just the question should be something that I've studied. So I just calm down and just ask God to helped me get through it.
Mm-hmm. Have you been to Washington, D.C. before?
Yes, actually last summer we visited there and we stayed there around like 2 days.
Mm-hmm. Aside from the competition in Washington, and you're staying there for a few days, what are you most looking forward to about that visit?
They take you on a trolley tour, which is really cool. You get to like see all the monuments and the museums. So that's on the middle day, like before the final round. So you get to like calm down and enjoy Washington, D.C. with your friends and family.
Mm-hmm. Well, we wish you all the best of good luck. We'll all be rooting for you here in Iowa, Sherlyn Kingston, and you'll be competing this coming weekend at the 26th Annual National Geographic Spelling Bee in Washington, D.C. When do you leave?
Sunday.
You leave on Sunday. Sherlyn, we're rooting for you. Keep a calm mind. I'm sure you have all the knowledge in your head, in your fifth grade head, to take home the big prize.
Thank you.
Okay. Bye, Sherlyn.